Russian President Dmitry Medvedev gave his annual State of the Nation speech today. He called for reforms to transform Russia into a modern democratic country. He also called for a more diversified high-tech economy, saying it was time for Russia to stop relying on aging Soviet-era industry. Richard Galpin is the BBC's Moscow correspondent, and Dmitry Medvedev has often been seen as the understudy for Vladimir Putin, Putin his tutor, and he never strays too far from now Prime Minister Putin's lessons. But some say in this speech today, Richard, he presented an independent Medvedev, even criticizing Putin. Is that your take?
I think up to an extent. I think we need to be careful. We don't want to push it too far. But certainly he is trying to create a different agenda. And it's definitely right that elements of the speech were really quite critical of the legacy of Vladimir Putin when he was president between the years of 2000 and 2008. For example, Mr. Medvedev talked about getting rid of the state-owned corporations. Now, those corporations are something which were very much built up during those 8 years when Vladimir Putin was president. So I think we can take that as a direct criticism of some of his policies. And that, of course, is very interesting.
And what is wrong with the state-owned corporations, according to Dmitry Medvedev? I mean, they've been kind of useful in getting Russia's economy after the Soviet Union jump-started.
Yeah, but I think, you know, what he's saying is that a lot of them are extremely inefficient and they need to be put to the test of the market. You know, for example, if you look at Gazprom, which is obviously one of the highly successful corporations.
It's a national petroleum industry, correct? Gazprom.
Yes, of course. That's right. It deals with the gas exports and extraction in the country. And in fact, has a monopoly on exports. So it's a very, very important state-owned corporation, but it is deemed to be highly inefficient.
Another thing President Medvedev says he will look into is the election process in Russia. What needs modernizing there?
Well, what he was saying, it was interesting. He didn't actually talk about the national election process. He was saying at the regional level, and which he said it needed to be made much more transparent. And I think, you know, this is very much a reflection of what happened back in October when we had local and regional elections. And essentially, there were statements then made by even election officials themselves that there had been massive rigging and really a lot of disappointment that Mr. Medvedev, who was president previously, had talked about the need for greater democracy and for free and fair elections.
Now, Richard, this might seem insignificant in the grand scheme of politics in Russia, but you tell us if it is. Medvedev mentioned the notion of reducing the number of Russia's time zones. There are currently a whopping 11 time zones in Russia. What is the overarching message here?
Yeah, I mean, it's intriguing, isn't it? But I mean, I think the bottom line is that it's extremely unwieldy. You know, can you imagine trying to do business? Obviously, Moscow is the absolute hub and the headquarters for most businesses. But if you have regional branches, for example, in the Far East in Vladivostok, it's almost impossible to actually speak to your office in Vladivostok during normal working hours. Vladivostok is something like 7, if I remember correctly, or 8 time zones, 8 hours ahead of Moscow. So trying to coordinate is extremely difficult. And what Mr. Medvedev is trying to say is that if we want to have an efficient modern economy, we need to be able to communicate properly. And that probably means reducing the number of time zones. For example, he makes a comparison with the United States, where there are far fewer, even though, of course, it is the States is also a massive country stretching from east to west.
Has there been any reaction from Prime Minister Putin on Medvedev's speech today?
I haven't seen any comments from him so far, no, although intriguingly, he is going to hold his annual phone-in, which he did as president and he's continued as prime minister, but he's going to hold that pretty soon, much sooner than we expected, within the next couple of weeks. And maybe that's a sign that he wants to grab some of the headlines himself by being center stage and holding this marathon phone-in, which people from across the country, from Kaliningrad to Vladivostok, can call and speak to the prime minister.
Can Dmitry Medvedev actually deliver on these ambitious proposals he spoke about today?
You know, that is the absolutely key question. He set out really quite a radical reform program, but can he deliver? And I think certainly many analysts will be deeply skeptical that he'll be able to do anything. And certainly, you know, if you look back at his record, he's been in office as president for more than 18 months now, and he's made quite a lot of promises in the past. This is his second annual State of the Nation address. And a lot of the promises he made last time were not actually delivered, were not implemented. And of course, it is very difficult for him. Many people believe he's not the man who actually holds the reins of power. Or at the very least, he's sharing an awful lot with the Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin. And some people believe that basically no decisions, nothing is said without the approval of Vladimir Putin. So it will be difficult.
Well, very good to speak with you. The BBC's Richard Galpin. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.